We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We now go courtside to Chris Roberts and Don McClain.
Well, Isaac Lohengrin is pinch hitting tonight for Big Don, who's up on Fox TV between the games. And welcome to the Staples Center, everybody. UCLA and USC, this couldn't be a better matchup, and it's terrific for Los Angeles in the Pacific Life Pac-10 tournament. Center court jumping up the ball. In the air, it's going to be tipped by Davon Jefferson and saving it from going out of bounds. Daniel Hackett, he's going to bring it across the timeline for the Trojans to start the first possession of the ballgame, and it'll be Trojan ball. Hackett picked up by Collison in a man-to-man. He'll work it on the near wing, driving baseline. Dwight Lewis puts the ball in the air, works it over on that far side. Davon Jefferson, here's a jumper. That's off the side of the rim. O.J. Mayo, no good. Rebound, Kevin Love, UCLA. Love's going to bring it across the 10-second line. Get it to Collison. Over to Westbrook for three. From the left side, no good, but slam dunk. The Pac-10 player of the year, Kevin Love, makes it 2-0 UCLA. Now that's one way to get started. A forceful two-handed jam. Two zip, UCLA. Trojan ball in their offensive end. Davon Jefferson right, spins around, does a 360, stops, holds the ball in the air. Bounce pass out in front. Tip, Daniel Hackett can't hang on to it. Then there's going to be a foul as Westbrook stole it. The foul called on Daniel Hackett after he lost the ball near the half-court line. And Westbrook was ready to sprint to the hoop, and he grabbed him. So the first foul of the ballgame.
More terrific defensive energy at the start of this game by UCLA. Remember, they forced 8 Cal turnovers in the first 10 minutes yesterday.
You're absolutely correct. Luke Richard and Bob Mute in the Bruins offensive end. Works the ball top of the key. That's to Westbrook. He'll hand it off to Collison. 2-0 UCLA. Collison drives in left. Fall away. 10-footer good. Oh, he's so smooth. He's like silk when he lets loose of that ball. It hits nothing but net. 4-0 UCLA. Trojans front court. Hackett down the lane. Feeds the ball with a jumper on the near wing. That's not going to go. Davon Jefferson rebound. Taken by Love on the Bruins. He'll get it to Mbah Mute by way of Westbrook to Collison, top of the circle. Bruins in the front court with the basketball, leading 4-0, 18-15. Left in the first half, Westbrook feeds the ball to Shipp right. Josh gets it in that far corner and a jumper, and there's going to be an offensive foul called on Luke Richard and Mbah Mute under the hoop after the long-range jumper wouldn't have counted anyway. I think Darren Collison knew it, and he fired up an air ball. So that's going to be the first foul called on the Bruins.
18-08. Left in the first half, 4-0, UCLA leading the Trojans. Daniel Hackett kind of walks the ball across the timeline, works it top of the circle to Taj Gibson. Love's got him on a man-to-man. They come over on the near wing to O.J. Mayo. He'll have the ball knocked out of bounds. Boy, there was contact, too, and no whistle for a foul. Russell Westbrook was trying to steal it. That's the bottom line. Out of bounds, Trojans. Ball brought in by Dwight Lewis. They work it around the outside. Daniel Hackett gets it to his teammate, Dwight Lewis. Lewis feeds it left. Hackett tries to get it down low. They're backing in against Love. Fall away jumper off the side of the rim. Taj Gibson. But the rebound put back up by O.J. Mayo. And he'll give it to Davon Jefferson. He'll lay it over the front of the rim. Now it's a 4-2 UCLA game. But it took the Trojans a while to score.
Yeah, despite the garbage bucket, terrific defense by UCLA, forcing SC to take a shot late in the shot clock before getting the garbage rebound.
17-15 left in the first half, Bruin ball. Here's Love for three off the side of the rim. The rebound grabbed by the Trojans. Taj Gibson outlet pass. O.J. Mayo, front court, Davon Jefferson. He'll lay it up and in through the paint. Coming in from the right in a tie ball game at 4-all.
Bruins know him all too well. When USC defeated the Bruins at Pauley in January, he had a career-high 25.
16-50 left. Here's a three-pointer. Westbrook, that's an air bank, but grabbed by Luke Richard under the hoop. He'll go up and be fouled. He got hit on the arm by Davon Jefferson. Luke will go to the free throw line and shoot two. That's two team fouls on the Trojans now. And the first one on Jefferson. And Luke Richard and Bob Mute shooting free throws for UCLA. He shoots right around 70%. Standing at the line. Averaging 9 points, puts it up there. That's good. 5-4 Bruins.
One slight concern early, Chris. UCLA is 0 for 3 from three-point range. Of course, that's a total contrast to yesterday when they made 14 three-pointers in 25 attempts against Cal.
Yeah, they were hot. But you know what? Sometimes it's like that. You can make those long rangers no problem. And other nights or afternoons, you're struggling. Bamute makes the second free throw. The Bruins have a two-point lead, 6-4. 16-39. Left in the first half, Bruins get back on defense. Trojans in their offensive end. Dwight Lewis throws it back out near the half-court line to Daniel Hackett. He'll work it around over on that far left wing to Davon Jefferson. Jump shot, that's off the back of the rim. Ship clears the boards, big rebound for the Bruins. He sprints into the front court, takes it down on the right wing, takes the jump shot, gives it out to Luke. He'll work it over to Darren Collison. Collison dribbles over to the right side, continues the dribble, back out top of the circle, feeds the ball to Westbrook on the left, back out to Darren straight away. Darren now dribbles one time and feeds it on that right sideline to Ship back to Darren. He'll dribble a couple of times, get it back to Mbamute. He'll drive inside and he'll be fouled. He got hit on the arm by O.J. Mayo. So that's the first foul on the talented freshman on the Trojans, but the third team foul on the timeout. 15-55. Left in the first half. The Bruins have a two-point advantage in front of USC, 6-4.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey, Bruins fans. Have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing random acts of helpfulness. This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award-winning Honda, stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCal Honda Dealers or on Twitter at Helpful Honda.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey, Bruins fans, when was the last time you took a scenic trip along the coast? Let the Amtrak Pacific Surfliner take you to top destinations in Southern California. Travel by train to San Diego, Anaheim, LA, Santa Barbara, and more. Skip the hassle of driving and enjoy onboard amenities and a comfortable ride with scenic views. A great escape awaits when you travel by train. Check out trip options and special offers at PacificSurfliner.com.
O.J. Mayo with the ball in the Trojan offensive end. Gets it to Davon Jefferson. Underneath to Daniel Hackett, wide open, and an easy basket. And now the Trojans have the lead for the first time of the night, 8-7 in front of UCLA.
Second backdoor layup or dunk that USC has pulled off so far.
14-20 left in the first half. Bruins in their offensive end. Operating out in front, Kevin Love takes it over on the left wing. Bounce pass into Aboya, his little hook jumper. That's not going to go. Tipped out of bounds for the Trojans. Taj Gibson got a hand on it. So Bruin ball out of bounds. Baseline right, and Darren Collison will bring it in. Aboya checked in during the timeout. Collison, long pass out in front. Gets it to Ship. He'll put up a 23-footer in and out. Rebound, Jefferson. Trojans. He'll dribble himself across the half-court line. Now come all the way down the lane and lay it up. Too hard off the glass. He got fouled, though, as he tried to lay it up. So the foul called on UCLA's Alfred Aboya. Number one on him. And for the Bruins now, they have a total of 3 team fouls and a timeout. UCLA, 30-second timeout called by Ben Hallen and the Bruins. 8-7, Trojans in front of UCLA. Mbamute in for Aboya. He got a little bit of a blow. Davon Jefferson with 73% at the line puts this one up there. That's good. And now it's a 2-point Trojan lead. He has 7 points, 13:55. Clock starts to run as the Bruins bring it across the timeline with Westbrook to Love on the left wing. Back to Westbrook, a dribble drive down the lane. He'll put it up, bank shots, too hard off the rim. And the glass just really made that ball bound off the iron. Front court, Daniel Hackett gets it to Dwight Lewis. Dwight Lewis left, throws it back out in front. Trojans running their little weave underneath the basket, looking for a cutter. They get it on the near side to O.J. Mayo. Back out to Hackett. He'll do a reverse dribble, get double-teamed for a moment, then a bounce pass to Davon Jefferson right. He'll start baseline pull-up, 10-footer, good. Now it's an 11-7 Trojan lead, up by 4.
And a 7-0 run by USC.
In front of the Bruins, 13:07 left in the half. Westbrook across the timeline to Luke Richard, left to get it inside to Love. His bank shot good. Kevin Love with a bank shot from the left. 4 points for him. 11-9. Trojans by 2 in front of the Bruins. 12:50 left in the first half. Daniel Hackett across the 10-second line. Bounce pass. That goes inside. Dwight Lewis goes to the hoop. He just lays it up with no problem. Bruins quickly take it out of bounds, trailing 13-9. The rebound, Ship on UCLA. Across the timeline, down the lane, lost the ball. Aboya picks it up, and he'll get the deuce underneath the hoop. Well, you pick up the loose change, you can get 2. Why not? Bruins will take it. Here's a drive down the lane, missed by Mayo. Off the front of the rim on a layup attempt, rebound, taken by Materiao. He'll get it to Collison. Love on the bench, taking a break. Collison had the ball knocked away. Feeds it to Josh Ship. He'll drive baseline. Reverse layup attempt, but he didn't get a chance to unload it. He got hammered.
Oh, they're calling a held ball.
Now they're going to call a jump ball. One official almost called it a foul. And now they call a jump ball, alternating possession. It'll go to UCLA underneath their own basket. Nikola Dragovich comes into the game. Josh Ship comes out. 13-11 USC, up by 2. 10:26 left in the first half. Long pass out in front from the baseline to Westbrook. To get it to Dragovich, right. Back to Westbrook, top of the key. Bruins got a way to figure out this defense of the Trojans that have stymied him so far. Dragovich over to Collison. Collison looking at the old zone, throws it right. That's to Westbrook. 3 seconds on the old shot clock and a line drive bank shot. No good. Taken by Westbrook and the rebound, Taj Gibson. He'll get it back to Daniel Hackett. Hackett will bring it across the 10-second line. Picked up by Collison in a man-to-man. He'll work it right. Dwight Lewis. Lewis kind of backs up. Dragovic has got him. He'll throw it out to Mayo. He'll come down the lane. Mayo will lay it up and in. The basket counts. And Makarial is charged with a foul. And that means at the same time, O.J. Mayo will go to the free throw line. Luke Richard back into the game. So is Kevin Love. Makarial, along with Aboya and Collison, are going to sit down. And at the free throw line, O.J.
That bucket was predicated by Russell Westbrook gambling out in front for a steal. He lunged for the ball out in front on a pass to Mayo, came up empty, and so he was left in the dust for O.J. to drive to the basket.
He misses the free throw, an 80%er. O.J. Mayo, the rebound, Kevin Love on UCLA. So Westbrook gambled, and O.J. made it pay off because he's playing him man-to-man. Westbrook down the lane, bounce pass Love, takes the jumper. Tries to go baseline, gets double-teamed, throws it out to Westbrook on the right. Westbrook wanted to shoot the three and now throws it out to Dragovic, top of the circle. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. 9:20 left on the halftime clock. Russell Westbrook drives the baseline right. Banker too hard off the glass. Mbamute can't find the handle. The rebound grabbed by Dwight Lewis on the Trojans. They have the lead, 15-11 in front of the Bruins. Lewis drives inside, lays it up and in.
Timeout.
And timeout called by Ben Hallen, UCLA. Ben Hallen wants a full timeout. We'll take one, too. 17-11. Trojans lead the Bruins, 9:01. Semifinals of the Pacific Life Pac-10 Tournament.
Bruin fans, this basketball season, remember to keep it interesante, just like Dos Equis, the beer that correctly predicted the Bruins' 11 championship titles, the preferred beer of Bruins everywhere when they're finished playing pickup basketball, and the beer that never hibernates. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York, copyright 2019, Dos Equis Beer Brands.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
Josh Shipp, he'll put up a three-pointer and knock it down from the left wing. His first points, the Bruins trail by three. Trojans 17-14 in front of UCLA. Bruins get back on defense. O.J. Mayo gets a touch on that left sideline. He'll throw it out to Davon Jefferson. Around the outside to Angelo Johnson, who checked in. He'll get it to Dwight Lewis. Lewis kind of backs up near the half-court line. Gets it to O.J. on the right wing. He'll drive. Stop, pull up, 19-footer, no good. Ball tipped over the back. Looked like Keith Wilkinson went right over the top of Kevin Love. He'll be charged with a foul. Number one on him, 15 foul on the Trojans. Out of bounds, Bruins. 17-14, Trojans in front of UCLA. 8:15 left in the half.
And that's the bottom line, Chris. UCLA shooting 31%. They're giving up layups left and right, but they're only down three.
All right, Collison across the timeline. They're trying to figure out the defense of the Trojans. On the right wing, Josh Shipp, three-pointer. Yes! 23 feet out from the right. Two of them back-to-back for Shipp. Now there's a tie ball game at 17-all. 7:50 left in the half. Dwight Lewis on the left. throws it out top of the circle to Wilkinson. Back over to Davon Jefferson, left jump shot. That's good for three. And now the Trojans up by three. 20-17 in front of the Bruins. A dozen points as Lewis knocks that one down. Jefferson with a dozen points. 22-18 USC. 6:35 left in the first half. Bruins operating their own offensive end. Westbrook to Love playing catch out in front. Westbrook feeds the ball inside and Bob Mute, his bank shot no good. A little hard off the old window.
He's hurt.
And the rebound grabbed by Taj Gibson. He's down underneath the hoop at the other end. A jump shot taken by Angelo Johnson. Now the officials are going to call a timeout as Luke Richard hit the deck and stayed down. And he's grabbing at his ankle.
Grabbing his left ankle.
Luke Richard in a bunch of pain with his arms around Aboya and Macarial being helped off the floor. This is not a good sight. Luke is one of the toughest men around, and he is hurting with that left ankle. As he came up in the air to try a bank shot, came down and landed awkwardly on a Trojan tennis shoe, and Aboya checks in now for Luke Richard. So it'll be out of bounds. Trojans baseline on the right side. 22-18 USC leading UCLA. 6:11 left here in the first half. Ball brought in bounds. Westbrook in front works it on the right. Make it left wing over to Collison. He's picked up in a man-to-man by Angelo Johnson. Collison looking for a screen from Love. Comes out top of the circle. Looks for a screen. Goes left. Throws it right. That's to Westbrook. He'll dribble down the lane. Get it to Love. He'll go up and bank it in for the Bruins. That's a two-point Trojan lead. 22-20. 6 points for Kevin Love. Trojan ball up by four. 24-20. 4:09 left in the half. Keith Wilkinson works it right to Daniel Hackett. Hackett back out in front. Top of the key to Dwight Lewis. He'll feed it around the outside. Taj Gibson. Gibson gets a touch back to Wilkinson. Over to Daniel Hackett. Out in front, jump shot for three. Good. Keith Wilkinson. 6'10 junior out of Mission Viejo for the Trojans. Now it's a 7-point USC lead. 27-20. Kevin Love gets the ball in the front court right. Over to James Keefe. Top of the circle. Keefe had checked in during that last free throw shooting by the Trojans to Westbrook. Over to Keefe in the right corner. Back to Russell. He'll drive down the lane. Finger roll is good. And now the Bruins hustle back on defense. 27-22. USC up by five. Trojan ball with O.J. Mayo in the front court. Westbrook picks him up in a man-to-man. He'll work it right to Daniel Hackett. Hackett throws it out in front to Keith Wilkinson. Over to Mayo on the right wing. Mayo has not dribbled as of yet. Picked up by Westbrook. He'll dribble to the free throw line. Feed the ball in the far corner. Three-pointer good by Keith Wilkinson. Hey, he only averages 2.5 points a game, and he's nailed two threes back-to-back. He's got 6 points. Aboya is going to check in for the Bruins. UCLA trailing 30-22. Trojans have an 8-point lead. Bruins settling for a lot of jump shots and not really penetrating that well. Westbrook had a basket last time when he took it to the hoop. But the Bruins struggling for shooting, and now Westbrook throws up a shot as he fouled. Looked like Daniel Hackett caught him, but they're going to give it to Taj Gibson also in the area. Timeout, 30-22, USC leading UCLA. 2:22 left in the first half. It's the semifinals of the Pacific Life Pac-10 tournament. From the Staples Center, an 8-point lead by the Trojans in front of UCLA.
Bristol Farms carries the highest quality ingredients for all of your favorite recipes, as well as ready-to-eat options from snacks to meals to treats, including the cookie, our bakery's decadent version of the classic chocolate chip cookie, made of 60% Belgian chocolate and filled with toasted walnuts. It's served warm all day at all 13 locations. Visit any one of our 13 Southern California locations or bristolfarms.com to learn more.
Under Armour is proud to partner with UCLA Athletics. Every team and athlete on our roster is united by an undeniable will to win. This Visit UA.com today to shop the latest Under Armour gear, all designed to help the world's best athletes become even better. Go beyond greatness with Under Armour.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing, no problem. Drywalling, nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
37 seconds left. Ship double-teamed in the far corner. Throws it out to Westbrook, top of the circle. 32-24 USC. Westbrook down the lane, puts up a shot, and banks it in as he falls down. I don't know how he made it, because he was flat on his back in the paint after he let loose of the basketball. 32-26 USC. 15 seconds left in the half. O.J. Mayo into the front court. Drives down the lane, has the ball knocked away. There's going to be a foul. It'll be called against UCLA's Russell Westbrook. So Westbrook fouls Mayo. 17th foul on the Bruins. Number one on Westbrook. And O.J. Mayo at the free throw line. Kind of a nice matchup against a real talented O.J. Mayo on the Trojans. And he makes the first free throw to make it 33-26. And Russell Westbrook, who is voted Pac-10 Defensive Player of the Year. There's a battle going on.
Yeah, and Westbrook owned their most recent matchup in February. That was the infamous game where O.J. committed 10 turnovers. Different story tonight.
Mayo makes both free throws, and it's now 34-26 out of bounds Bruins. 5 seconds left in halftime. Collison dribbles to the right, puts one up from 19 feet, and hits it at the buzzer. What a shot by Darren for two. Just inside the arc. And at halftime, USC 34, UCLA 28.
Hey, Bruin fans, score big when you take the Amtrak Pacific Surfliner to top destinations in SoCal. Travel by train to San Diego, Anaheim, LA, Santa Barbara, and more. Why worry about traffic when you can sit back in your seat and enjoy a beautiful trip along the coast? Let the Pacific Surfliner take you to famous wineries, laid-back surf towns, bustling cities, or home for the weekend. Check out our student discount, trip options, and special offers at PacificSurfliner.com.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys on Van Nuys.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys on Van Nuys.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
We all know the price of gas is something we just gotta live with. Well, sort of. Because now, Ralphs and Shell have teamed up, so you can earn up to $1 off per gallon of fuel. Here's how it works. Every time you shop at Ralphs, you'll earn fuel points. And you can redeem those fuel points to earn up to $1 off per gallon at participating Shell stations and Ralphs fuel centers. Restrictions apply. Visit Ralphs.com/fuel for details and earn up to $1 off per gallon. Gotta love those Ralphs fuel points.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Bruins take the ball out of bounds to begin the second half. Westbrook gets the touch out in front from Darren Collison. He'll work it over to Kevin Love. They run that triangle and two. They try to get Kevin Love out on the wing. He didn't want to be clogged up down in the middle. Around the outside, James Keith gets a start in the second half. Luke Richard injured. Right to the hoop, driving from the left. Russell Westbrook, bank shot. Good.
Great 30. Way to begin.
And the ball stolen by Collinson on the inbounded pass. Now it's a two-point game. 34-32. SC still with the lead. O.J. Mayo jogs the ball across the 10-second line. 45 seconds into the second 20. Bruins get back on defense. Taj Gibson double team down low. He dribbled the ball with both hands. That's supposed to be double dribble. Here's a jump shot after he gave it up to Mayo. And Mayo will steal a Love pass. He'll drive inside, feed it to Taj Gibson. Shot blocked by Love once, twice, out of bounds. Double block by the Pac-10 Player of the Year, Kevin Love. Out of bounds, Trojans.
And notice the energy level in this arena. Totally different than it was at the end of the first half.
O.J. Mayo brings the ball inbounds, baseline left. He'll feed it to Davon Jefferson. He'll come through the lane and travel with the basketball. It'll go to UCLA. Tim Floyd didn't like that call. The head coach of the Trojans up off the bench and giving Bobby McRoy all he wants to hear.
Can you feel the swing of momentum in this game? Both the Bruins buckets in the paint and USC just committing a turnover there.
34-32. USC still has the lead. 18-37 left in the ball game. Bruin ball from the right. Westbrook down the lane. Gives the ball to Keith. He'll put up a jumper. It goes in and out. Tip to Love. Slam dunk, UCLA. High ball game. Russell Westbrook tipped the missed shot to Love, and he jammed her home. 34-all, 18-17 left in the first half. And now Tim Floyd up off the bench. And the officials call timeout.
Somebody's wristband, I think, fell off and was stuck actually on the playing surface.
And now Tim Floyd all over Mike Cyphers, giving him an earful. And these officials just playing it real cool. Tensions run high in tournament time. Ball brought into Davon Jefferson. He'll work it over to Dwight Lewis. He'll hand the ball off to Daniel Hackett. Collison's got him in a man-to-man. Hackett feeds the ball on the left. Dwight Lewis drives. Baseline left. Double team. Ship and Love. Bounce pass. He'll throw it out of bounds to Taj Gibson left. And now timeout, USC. Third turnover at the beginning of the half for the Trojans, and Tim Floyd calls the timeout, and he is still barking at all three officials about fouls. We're going to take a timeout. 17:58 left in the ballgame. 34-all in the semifinals of the Pacific Life Pac-10 tournament. Bruins come into the front court. Westbrook gets it over to James Keefe around the outside. To Collison. He'll feed the ball to Westbrook on the left sideline. Westbrook with a bounce pass to Keith. Top of the circle. He'll drive inside. Go baseline right. Throw it to Collison. Back to Westbrook. His bounce pass. Love. His bank shot up and in. Looked like he wanted to slam it, but he went up. It hit the side of the rim. Went through. Love is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Taj Gibson on the Trojans. Charged with his second foul. And that's the first foul for USC. In the second half, 36-34, the Bruins regain the lead for the first time in a while.
Yeah, the first time since it was 7-6, and they're on a 10-0 run. Now an 11-0 run dating back to the end of the first half.
Love makes the free throw. 76% from the line. 37-34, UCLA. 17:27 left. Into the front court, Daniel Hackett with the ball. A bounce pass to O.J. Mayo drives the baseline, gets shoved by Westbrook. Westbrook gets his second foul. That's the Bruins' first foul of the half. And out of bounds, USC baseline right. Three-point advantage for UCLA, 37-34. Mayo's going to bring it in and does on the wing to Taj Gibson right. He'll hand it off to Daniel Hackett. Back to Mayo, 24-footer. No good. The rebound grabbed by Love. He just took it away from Taj Gibson. And for a moment there, Love felt pressure. And it was his buddy Collison. They wrestled for a while, and then he let Darren take it. But a good rebound and a takeaway by Love. Bruins in the front court, leading 37-34. Ship gets the ball inside Love. Bank shot good. He fouled again. The basket counts. And Kevin's going to the free throw line. 39-34. UCLA has jumped up to a five-point lead. And if Love can make the free throw, it'll be six. But right now, a five-point advantage. Taj Gibson charged with his third foul. That's number two on the Trojans here in the second half.
And Love made that basket possible by initially setting a screen, and that forced Taj Gibson to leave Love to go back on ship, and Kevin was all alone for the return pass.
Makes the free throw. It is a six-point Bruin lead. What a swing by the Bruins from the end of the half into the beginning of the second half. A 12-0 run for UCLA. Trojan ball, a 14-point run by the Bruins. To make it official, here's a dribble drive down the lane. High bank shot, good. Daniel Hackett on USC. 40-36, the Bruins. 16:27 left. Ben Hallen up off the bench says, let's run the offense, men. Westbrook gets it over to Love. On the left. Back to Westbrook, to James Keefe, top of the circle. James hands it off to Love. He'll work it around outside to Westbrook to Love. Here's a 21-footer. Good! Kevin Love! Timeout! UCLA! 43-46. And Ben Hallen leading the cheers as his team comes up to him after he calls the timeout. 16:08 left. And the Bruins up 43-36. 30-second timeout. USC led 34-26. With 8 seconds left in the first. Like you said, Isaac, since then, 17-2 Bruins. Front court, Trojan ball, Hackett left. Gets the ball to Gibson. He'll go to the hoop, wanted to slam it, he'll be fouled. Two people converged on him, Love and Keefe, and they're going to call the foul on James Keefe. Timeout, 15:57 left in the ball game. Keefe picks up foul number one, that's two for the Bruin team, and UCLA leads 43-36, 43-38. He made them both. Yep, drilled them both home. The stats say that's what he should have done, but he came through for Tim Floyd. 15:48 clock running. Bruins come into the front court. Love gets double teamed down low. He'll get it back to Westbrook. He'll come through the lane, throw it out to Collison. 16-footer straight away, good. It is like silk when he lets that jumper go. Whether he's behind the arc or inside the circle. That one for a deuce, 45-38, UCLA. Collison just adding them up as he keeps going. He's got eight so far. Trojans almost lose the ball. On the wing, Dwight Lewis had it batted by Shipp, gets it back again. Drives baseline, bank shot, no good, rebound, Keith. Outlet pass to UCLA's Collison. Into the front court, he'll come left wing. Hand the ball off out in front, big man, gets it inside. Love to Shipp. He'll come into the right corner, feed it back on the right wing to Westbrook. He'll start the dribble out in front, back up near the half-court line. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 14:58 on the game clock. Ball worked into Love. He'll go up, have it blocked. Taj Gibson got a hand on it, knocked it away and then got it and worked it into the front court to Dwight Lewis. He'll come down the lane. He'll have the ball taken away by Love. Great pass in the front court. That goes to Westbrook. His layup, he can't get it to drop. Fouled by Daniel Hackett. But Westbrook will go to the line and shoot two. Hackett, his third foul. And for the Trojan team, number three, Lorenzo Material is going to check into the lineup for Kevin Love. Now wait a minute, maybe that Love's not going to come out. Material is in there. Okay, Love is going to come out. He just can't come out until Westbrook shoots the free throws. And Material checks in. Russell at the line for the Bruins. Good free throw. Now, Material comes in. Love goes out. Take a breather. Westbrook makes it an eight-point Bruin lead. 46-38. 14:43 left. Russell Westbrook, 73% from the line, averaging almost 13 points. Has this one go in and out. Rebound, Taj Gibson. He'll get it to O.J. Mayo. He'll dribble across the timeline. Go to the right. He'll be fouled by Keefe. Keefe out in front. Sliding a leg into O.J. Mayo, trying to glide to the right. And Keith picks up his second foul, number three for the Bruin team. Out of bounds, Trojans in the front court on the right sideline. It'll be brought in by Daniel Hackett. He'll get it to O.J. Mayo. Picked up in a man-to-man by Westbrook. He'll come over on the near side. Fall away from the left. 14-footer from the long rebound. Grab by Davon Jefferson. Shipp almost had it. Back to Davon. by way of Daniel Hackett. Here's a long one, no good, but Dwight Lewis. Ball tipped in the air. O.J. works it underneath to Taj Gibson. He goes up and he's fouled. Gibson wanted to bank it in, but he got hit on the arm by Lorenzo Matarial. Fourth team foul on the Bruins. And for Lorenzo, number three on him. And at the free throw line, Taj Gibson, the 58% free throw shooter. Gibson averaging 11 points a game. Brooklyn, New York product on the Trojans. 6'9", 220-pound sophomore. 14-17 left. And the Bruins up by 8, 46-38. 46-39 Bruins. 11:32 left. Davon Jefferson will get another one. Sets, puts this one in the air. That is no good. Rebound Ship. He'll tip it out to Russell Westbrook, and he'll hand it off on a bounce pass to Darren Collison. Collison walks the ball across the timeline. Feeds Lorenzo Matarial. He'll hand it off to Ship. Ship top of the circle. He'll feed the ball in that far left corner. That's to Collison. He'll continue to dribble. He's got the yo-yo from left to right between the legs. Over on the right side, comes through the paint. Baseline jumper, five-footer. It is beautiful. Good shot. 10 points, double figures. Darren Collison, the Bruin lead is 9. 10:58 left. Biggest lead of the game for the Bruins. O.J. Mayo in the front court from that wing. Puts up a shot off the front of the rim. Rebound Ship, UCLA. Josh will dribble into the front court, sprinting. Gives the ball to Collison. Here's a three-pointer. Not going to go from the far left corner. Collison watches the rebound go into the hands of USC's Angelo Johnson. He'll drive through the lane, front court, give it off to Gibson. Slam dunk, USC. 48-41. The Bruins, 5 points now for Taj Gibson. Block running with 10:25 left. Ben Howland says, let's set up the offense. And Darren Collison walks the ball across the half-court line. Gives it off now to Westbrook. He'll lose it, but Collison gets it back out in front, top of the key. No harm, no foul for the Bruins. Westbrook lost it, but Collison grabs it, puts up a three straight away, no good. The rebound keep. The Bruins are going to reset to 35. They'll get it to Ship. He'll feed the ball to Keith. Here's a three-pointer. That's off the back of the rim. Keith gets the rebound, goes to the hoop, tries to lay it up. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Taj Gibson.
Great
block. Bruin ball, baseline right.
Great block by Gibson, but now UCLA is going to get a fourth crack at it. Remember, the key offensive rebounds in the first two games of the series between these two teams. The Bruins had 44 offensive rebounds against the Trojans. They add another three more about right there.
A couple of changes for the Trojans, too, as the ball went out of bounds. Johnson and Jefferson out. Ball brought in from the baseline to Kevin Love for UCLA. He'll get it to Ship. Ship with a bounce pass to Darren Collison, who starts the dribble against Daniel Hackett in a man-to-man. Looks for a screen from Kevin Love. Comes out top of the key. Stops the dribble and works it to Ship right. Josh has not dribbled. Hahn holds the ball over his head with a lead pass by Keith down low. Stolen by O.J. Tried to get it to Love, and Keith threw it right into the hands of O.J. Mayo on the Trojans. His cross-court pass to Daniel Hackett, right corner. Hackett backing in against Westbrook, goes to the hoop, bank shot, no good. Love with the rebound. Outlet pass, that goes to Collison, front court. Two on one to Ship, reverse layup. Well, the basket's good, but they're going to say no basket. Traveling on Josh Ship. He couldn't quite handle the pass and juggled it and took too many steps going to the hoop.
That's a shame because there were two beautiful passes there. One, an outlet pass by Love to Collison in stride, and then he threaded the needle to Ship.
48-41, UCLA, 9:07 left. Trojan ball, Mayo in the front court. Westbrook has had him in the assignment man-to-man. Westbrook with three fouls. Mayo held to 4 points the first time these guys met over in Trojan land, well, actually when the Bruins met him the second time.
And tonight he's 3 out of 12 from the field, Chris.
Ball worked down low. Taj Gibson double team, throws it out in front to Daniel Hackett. Hackett puts up a three-point attempt right at the shot clock buzzer. Ball tipped out of bounds by Kevin Love on the attempted rebound. Keith Wilkinson was there too, but they say Love tipped it out on the Bruins. It'll be Trojan ball out of bounds underneath their own basket. 8:37 left, 48-41. UCLA leading SC. Substitution, Angelo Johnson sat down and took a rest. Daniel Hackett now will get a blow. Johnson back in. Dragovich is going to check in for the Bruins, but he's going to have to wait. Trojans bring it in to Dwight Lewis around the outside. Keith Wilkinson He'll hand it off. Teammate Marcus Simmons gets his first look as he's checked into the ball game. They get it to Wilkinson on the right by way of Johnson. He'll get it to Taj Gibson, double-teamed by Keith and Love. He'll lose the ball, then call a timeout. He almost traveled with it. Good hustle by Keith and Love to double-team Taj Gibson on that far right sideline. And a timeout called by the Trojans. And a 30-second version of a timeout with 8:19 left in the semifinals here at the Pacific Life Pac-10 Tournament Staples Center. Bruins up by 7, 48-41. Angelo Johnson brings the ball inbounds. Here's a reverse layup. Dwight Lewis coming in from the left wing, and he just banks it in with a nice spin shot off the glass. The Bruin lead is 5, 48-43.
And now we got a ball game again.
8:05 left. Ball worked down low to Kevin Love. He gets knocked down. Can't hang on. Taj Gibson gets it and comes into the front court and gives it off to Dwight Lewis. Lewis comes through the paint with a dribble, feeds the ball on the wing. Jumper, no good. Keith Wilkinson. Rebound, UCLA. Shipp has got it. The rebound credited to him. He'll get it to Collison. And Darren will bring it across the timeline for UCLA. Front court, Bruins operating in their offensive end. Keith gets a touch to Westbrook. To Shipp, near side. He'll dribble behind the back. Right around the arc, he'll throw it out in front to Westbrook. Looked like contact from Dwight Lewis, but as the old saying goes, no harm, no foul. Bruin fans wanted a foul. Here's Westbrook, 19-footer, good! From the right wing, just inside the arc. 11 points for Russell. 50-43, the Bruin lead is 7. 7:10 left in the ballgame. Clock running, Trojan ball, front court. Dwight Lewis, left, around the outside. That goes to Marcus Simmons. He'll hand it off, Keith Wilkinson. He'll give it on the right sideline to Dwight Lewis. Back out in front to Simmons, the freshman out of Alexandria, Louisiana. He'll start to drive, stop, pull up, 18-footer. That's off the back of the rim. Keith with a good rebound for UCLA. He'll get it to Westbrook across the 10-second line. And Westbrook kind of slips, falls, ball stolen by Simmons. He'll get it in the front court to Dwight Lewis. His shot is up and in as he hits the deck under the hoop. Now it's 50-45, UCLA. Shipp brings it across the timeline. Takes it over on the left wing. Shipp holds on to the ball. Gives it up to Darren Collison with 6:17 left. Bruins up by 5 in front of the Trojans in the semifinals. Timeout, Ben Howland. He wants to talk things over with his ball club. So 6:12 left. UCLA calls a 30-second timeout. And it's 50-45. The Bruins in front. Shipp with a bounce pass out in front. That goes to Westbrook around the outside to Collison. He'll get it to Shipp left, down low to Love. He'll feed the ball to a slashing Westbrook who lay it over the front of the rim.
Beautiful
great
cut.
Teamwork by UCLA. 13 points for Russell Westbrook. 52-45 UCLA. 5:22 left. Semifinals of the Pacific Life Pac-10 Tournament. We're going to broadcast the late game. Stanford going against Washington State, so stick with us on AM 1150 K-Talk Radio. Trojans front court with the ball. Daniel Hackett with the ball. Dribbling out in front, picked up by Collison. Goes over on that right wing. There's a pass inside. Taj Gibson knocked down Love. Taj Gibson, offensive foul on the Trojans. Number 4 on him. 6-team foul on USC. Out of bounds, Bruins. Love brings it into Collison. Darren's walking the ball in the backcourt. Hands the ball off to Darren Collison. Darren gives it off to Russell Westbrook, and Westbrook says, let's run play number 3. He'll give it off to Love, back to Westbrook. He'll start to slash inside, throw it back to Shipp right. Shipp gives it off to Love on the left wing. Love, he'll knock down the 3, hit 3 of them in a minute and a half yesterday in their victory against Cal. To Keith, top of the circle, 5 seconds on the shot clock. Collison to Westbrook, here's a 21-footer. It's off the back of the rim. The rebound, grabbed by Daniel Hackett on the Trojans. He'll come across the 10-second line, go down on the right wing. Still continuing to dribble, picked up by Darren Collison. Feeds the ball to O.J. Mayo. He'll drive inside, do a 360 layup, good. Beautiful move by O.J. Mayo. 52-47 UCLA, 10 points for Mayo. 4:03 left in the ballgame.
And his first points, Chris, of the second half.
And that's probably even the more important stat than ever. UCLA operating in their offensive end. Keith gives the ball off to Shipp. Shipp hands it off out in front, top of the key. That's to Westbrook. Back over to Love. Fakes the three. Gives the ball to Westbrook, and now a foul. Love went up in the air like he wanted to shoot it. Davon Jefferson hit him in the arm, and Love threw it on the near wing. But the foul is going to be number four on Davon Jefferson, and it's going to be the seventh team foul. That means one and one time when we return. A timeout on the floor. 3:43 left. UCLA 52, USC 47.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
Hey, Bruins fans, have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing random acts of helpfulness. This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award-winning Honda, stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCal Honda Dealers or on Twitter at Helpful Honda.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
54-47 UCLA. Clock starts to run with 3:36 left. Front court Mayo works it from the wing to Lewis. To Taj Gibson, double teamed by Keep and Love. He'll throw it away. Stolen by UCLA's Darren Collison. That's what the defense does on a double team on a big man. And Keep and Love did a great job of getting Gibson to cough it up. Collison stole it. Love gets it down low. Gets it to Westbrook. Bank shot no good. Ball tipped in the air. Diving for it. Love grabs it on the baseline and throws it up. It's
going to
be up against the support on the Kentucky Fried Chicken sign. And that means out of bounds to USC because it's out of bounds. So Daniel Hackett will bring it in bounds. He'll get it to O.J. Mayo. Here's Mayo's three-point attempt. Good, straight away. And that's a bombs away, straight away three from 25 feet out. 54-50. This game is not over with 2:49 left. A lot of time. Bruins lead by four. They operate in their offensive end. Westbrook, top of the circle, gets it over to Shipp left. He'll dribble drive through the lane, stop about 14 feet away and throw it up to Westbrook. Out in front, he'll hand it off to Collison. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. 2:30 on the game clock. Westbrook watches Collison drive down the lane, gets it back out to Love. Three-pointer, no good from the left side. Ball tipped out of bounds by Shipp. And Collison, it'll go to the Trojans with 2:21 left.
This is the biggest possession of the game coming up right here. Mayo's three changed the momentum and gave it at least temporarily to the Trojans. Crowd on its feet.
54-50. UCLA, here's O.J. Mayo. Top of the circle in the front court. Throws it away. The ball tipped out of bounds by Keith. It'll be Trojan ball out of bounds on the right sideline.
Still good defense there by Westbrook. He kept Mayo in front of him and denied him the penetration he was looking for.
Daniel Hackett's going to bring it in for the Trojans and does to O.J. Mayo. Westbrook pops out on him. He'll hand it off to Daniel Hackett. Back over to O.J. Mayo on the right. And Westbrook almost took the ball away from Mayo. Mayo continues to dribble, drives inside, throws up a shot. It's going to bound off the back of the iron and drop through. He's got 15 points. Now it's a two-point game with 1:45 left. Bruins 54, USC 52. Keith gets the ball on the right. Keith picked up in a man-to-man by Davon Jefferson, hands it off to Westbrook. Back to Keith, top of the circle. He'll get it back to Darren. 1:30 left in the game. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Darren dribbles down the lane, leans inside, and there's going to be a foul as he was driving to the hoop. The foul will be called against O.J. Mayo. So the Trojan guard picks up his second foul, 18 fouls, and at the free throw line, Darren Collison with a 1-1 for the UCLA Bruins. He's the best free throw shooter at 89%, with the Bruins leading by two.
And Collison, Chris, has made 72 of his last 77 free throws. That's 94%. So he's the guy you want at the line in this situation.
Collison with a free throw. Good. 55-52 UCLA. Another free throw by Collison. That's long. Off the back of the iron, and the rebound grabbed by Dwight Lewis on the Trojans. 1:20 left. Mayo, front court for USC. Drives, loses the basketball. Out of bounds. It'll go to UCLA. He went to the baseline from the wing on the right and then lost control of the ball out of bounds. Kevin Love will bring it in for UCLA. Looks like full court pressure, and now a timeout. 30-second timeout called by the Trojans. They have one 30-second timeout. Well, they have one timeout left, period. And the Bruins have a timeout left.
You know what?
That's really it. One timeout each with 1:16 left. And the Bruins lead 55-52 in front of USC. Out of bounds, UCLA. Clock starts to run. Collison brings it across the 10-second line. UCLA has a three-point lead. His bounce pass top of the circle. That goes to Westbrook. He'll hand it off to Shipp Wright. Shipp will dribble a couple of times and give the ball back to Collison by way of Westbrook. Collison looking for a screen from Kevin Love. Starts to drive, pulls back out top of the circle. 8 seconds on the shot clock, 47 seconds on the game clock. Bruins lead by three. Shipp gets the ball out in front. 1 second left on the clock, and the ball shot to the backboard. It'll be a shot clock violation. You have to hit iron. And the reason it went all the way down to 1 second before they could even shoot it was because they lost the ball out at the half-court line, and Shipp grabbed it and just fired it up. Timeout UCLA. 39.8 seconds left. So just under 40 seconds remaining in the contest in UCLA 55, USC 52.
That's always a difficult mental challenge for players when there's a loose ball that's recovered off a scramble. Of course, the shot clock doesn't reset, and often, because there's almost a change of possession, the shot clock awareness slips the player's mind, and I think that's what happened to UCLA, but I've seen college and NBA teams have that sort of problem, and now UCLA out of timeouts with 39.8 left as well, with the Trojans within three.
Trojans have one timeout left to their disposal, and they're going to have the ball out of bounds. Just under 40 seconds remaining, and a three-point advantage, UCLA in front of USC. Like we said, we're going to do the second game, Washington State and Stanford in the semifinals. And, of course, the championship game tomorrow. We're going to move back down the dial to our AM 570 KLAC Clear Channel sister station for the championship game at 3 o'clock. Out of bounds, USC. Full court. Bruins are going to pick up full court. I don't know how much they're going to pressure it. Not a whole lot. Ball brought into Daniel Hackett. Collison picks him up in a man-to-man. Hackett with a reverse dribble comes across the 10-second line and is going to be fouled by Collison out at the top of the circle. Number one on Collison, eighth team foul, and a one-and-one situation as Daniel Hackett goes to the free throw line, 81%. 6'5", sophomore, out of Downey from St. John Bosco High. And he is 2 of 2 from the free throw line so far tonight.
And if he misses either of these, that's the biggest rebound of the night because the shot clock is off. This is a mandatory rebound for the Bruins to get if he misses.
31 and a half seconds left in the game. Daniel Hackett at the free throw line with a 1-1. The left-hander puts it up there, and that's good. 55-53, UCLA by two. Hackett could draw the Trojans to within one if he makes this free throw. Like we said, 31 and a half seconds left in the game. Hackett at the free throw line. Bruins have a two-point lead. Can he make it one? Yes, he does. Free throw good. Love brings the ball inbounds. That goes to Westbrook. Russell in the backcourt brings it across the 10-second line. Gets it to Darren Collison. He'll come over on the near wing and be fouled by Keith Wilkinson. Stopping the clock with just under 24 seconds left. 55-54. UCLA up by one. Wilkinson's fourth foul, ninth team foul. And Darren Collison at the free throw line. If the Bruins ever wanted somebody at the line in this position, it is Darren Collison. 89% from the line. Remember, he's the guy that got fouled against Stanford in the second to last regular season game. 2.5 seconds left, made both free throws, and the Bruins win. Here's Collison, one-on-one. Free throw good. 56-54, UCLA. 23.9 seconds left. And Collison will get another free throw. Collison has the ball in his hands at the charity stripe. Looks down at the floor, looks at the ball. Now puts this one in the air. That's good. 57-54. Has he got ice water in his veins or what? 20 seconds. Clock running left in the game. O.J. Mayo brings it across the timeline. 3-point advantage for UCLA. 57-54. 10 seconds left in the ball game. Mayo picked up in a man-to-man by Josh Shipp, starts to drive, stops, puts up a three off the back of the rim, the rebound, grab, time expires. Daniel Hackett had it, but the game's over. And UCLA advances to the championship game tomorrow afternoon of the Pac-10 tournament, defeating USC 57-54.
Here's what I don't get, Chris. USC has the ball down three with 17 seconds left. Instead of driving for a quick two or at least taking a quick three, they run down the time to the final seconds. So even if they miss the initial three-point shot, they have absolutely no time for a rebound. In my opinion, that was not sensible last-second clock management by USC. They had 20 seconds left. They allowed themselves only one shot without even the possibility of putting up a shot after getting the offensive rebound, which they did.
Well, the Bruins walk away with a victory, 57-54, defeating USC, and they'll advance to the championship game tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, and that'll be heard live on AM 570 KLAC.